I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It is the Thursday of Conference Championship Week with the Eagles hosting the Commanders Sunday, 3 o'clock at the Link. Merrill, encouraging news yesterday about Jalen Hurts and Quinyon Mitchell. They were both at the walkthrough. The estimated injury report, because it was a walkthrough, indicated that they would have been limited at a practice. But Jalen said that he's still on track to play despite the knee injury. And Quinyon Mitchell said he is good to go with his shoulder injury without limitations. Good news there. The Eagles, fifth home game in a row. Wow, how I don't think that's ever happened before. I'd have to look that up. But fifth home game in a row, and they have won 9 in a row at Lincoln Financial Field. What is Nick Sirianni saying about the home field advantage?
Well, he said the atmosphere is great. There's the crowd, the noise. You are able to communicate better. So there is certainly a home field advantage, especially when you're playing at the Link before Eagles fans that can really rock the place.
Something stood out to me from Nick's victory postgame speech against the Rams, some of which the Eagles publicized on their various platforms. He ended it by saying that they have business to finish. What did he mean by that?
Well, he said talking about the Super Bowl at this point. He said, when I said we have business to finish, that business is the next game. There is no thinking past this Sunday. This is the total focus.
Of course, Nick often says they take everything one day at a time in terms of their preparation, and of course, 1 week at a time with their matchup. They got the Commanders first, no doubt about that, and it will be a difficult matchup, certainly. The running game, Merrill, has been phenomenal lately. Passing game, not so much. But despite that, the wide receivers, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, and by extension, Dallas Goedert and Grant Calcaterra as well. Merrill, they're doing a good job helping the Eagles be so successful in the run game. What's Nick saying about that?
He says this team has selfless people. He said our receivers have thrown some big-time blocks that have helped create huge runs. It's everybody, but he said everybody just does their job. I mean, you look at a guy like Devontae Smith, who maybe goes 170 pounds, and he makes some of the biggest blocks, one of the things that sprung Saquon Barkley last week.
It's so important. And you know what? I know everybody looks at the stats for AJ and for Devontae and whatnot, but blocking's a part of the game too. It's a huge part of the game. This will be the third meeting between these two teams. Obviously, they split the regular season matchups, with the Eagles losing in Landover on December 22nd, and there's a couple of things to follow up from that matchup. We'll start with this. Merrill, one of the reasons they lost was because there were a number of avoidable penalties. How does Nick feel the Eagles are better suited to handle their emotions this upcoming weekend?
He said they spoke with the players. They talked about that after that game, and since then, this team has done a very good job of controlling their emotions.
That's good, and you can certainly see that, too. And we will close today's conversation, Merrill, with this, because, you know, it's fascinating. This matchup against the Commanders is not only a matchup of NFC East rivals, you know, a trip to Super Bowl 59 is on the line, but there's a couple of Philadelphia connections on the Commanders. Of course, Josh Harris, the 76ers managing partner, is one of the owners of the Commanders. He's the face of Commanders ownership. But then they also have tight end Zach Ertz, who was hugely instrumental in the Eagles winning Super Bowl 52. And this is his first year with the Commanders, and he's playing very well lately. But at the end of the last game against the Commanders, there was a noticeable viral exchange and a kind of, somewhat heated, quick exchange between Nick Sirianni and Zach Ertz after the game, during the post-game handshakes and whatnot. What is Nick saying about that now?
Well, he didn't go into detail about what was said or not said at that point, but he said that Zach Ertz is a great football player, that they spoke post-game, they spoke after that incident, and they had a good laugh. He said he is a great football player, a great person, and he's been a big target for the Commanders on third and fourth down. Zach Ertz may not have great speed at this point, but he's still a very, very effective target.
Oh, definitely somebody not for the Eagles to take for granted. Ertz is definitely capable of playing a huge part for the Commanders in this game, and it's clear that him and Jaden Daniels, their phenomenal rookie quarterback, definitely have a nice rapport with one another. A lot of good stuff here to talk about, Merrill. Thank you, as always, for getting up early. Tomorrow, we will get your very important keys to this matchup between the Eagles and the Commanders. That is the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.